after leaving your key with the bartender. And an additional tip for him to buzz you when I'm on my way. You pick up your drink, proceed to the front desk, retrieve the extra room key, and head to your room to set everything ready for my arrival. You pull out a few items you had brought in hopes of this evening, as well as a couple of your ties from the closet, and set them on the bed. As you put them down, you can't help but think of how every time you wear those ties in the future, you will smile at the memories. Moving over to the room desk, you take the chair and set it in the middle of the room. As you head over to the room phone, it rings once, your signal. Knowing that you only have a few more minutes, you place a call to room service and smile when they tell you that your order will be ready shortly. You step over to the windows where you had set your drink, and you put your hand in the pocket where the damp panties are. And take a drink as you hear the lock click in the door. Turning, you watch my sassy hips saunter into the room, and feeling those damp panties in your pocket, smile at me as I look around the room, taking in the chair and the items on the bed before walking over to you. You dip a finger into your drink, reach out, holding your finger against my lips for me to remain quiet. You then paint my lips with the liquor before leaning down and lightly running your tongue across them, tracing the path of your finger. Setting your drink down, you turn me to face the window, looking out over the city into the night, seeing the various lights on in rooms and offices and buildings on the other side of the street. Knowing my naughty little exhibitionist streak, you slowly start to trace your hands over my shoulders and arms, up and down, just grazing the sides of my full breasts. On the next passage of your hands, you stop and cup my breasts, lightly stroking, scratching, and plucking the nipples through the fabric of my blouse, bringing my nipples up to hard peaks as I gasp, and my head falls back against your chest. You begin to unbutton my blouse, whispering in my ear how anyone across the way can see me standing there, being touched and teased, that you're going to leave the curtains wide open so they can watch you fucking me. You pull my blouse open and cup my breasts, pinching the nipples, offering them up to anyone looking out, knowing that I secretly hope someone is watching. Taking a step back, you pull me with you over to the bed, where you reach down and pick up one of the ties. Leaning down, you lightly tease my lips with your mouth and tongue before securing the tie over my eyes. You walk me over to the chair where you finish removing my blouse and skirt, taking your time as your hands stroke across my skin before leaving me in my stockings, garter, and half-cup bra. You hum appreciatively at the glistening evidence between my thighs before pushing me down onto the very front edge of the chair and securing my hands behind the back of the chair with the leather cuffs you had on the bed. You kneel down and slowly stroke up and down my thighs, widening my legs to the sides as far as possible, before tying each ankle to the leg of the chair. You have me in such a position that it causes my back to arch and push my breasts out towards you, and you can't help but lean down and suck hard on each nipple that is presented to you on the shelf of my bra. Once my legs are secured to the chair, you begin lightly running your fingers up and down my thighs, edging closer to my puffy, wet pussy lips with one hand, while your other hand strokes and kneads and teases my breasts and nipples. My breathing is becoming more erratic with each pass of your hand. And try as I might, I cannot move my hips towards you for more of what I want. You lean in and again suck on one of my nipples, drawing it as far into your mouth as you can, slowly biting down, increasing the pressure of your teeth as you listen to me pant and gasp. Just as it begins to turn towards painful, you push a finger into my aching wet pussy and rub your thumb across my clit, turning that pain into a burst of pleasure. Drawing your finger out, you rub my cream down my slit, all the way to my tight little hole, before you push back into my pussy as you switch your attentions to my other nipple, giving it the same pain pleasure that leaves me moaning and shaking for more. You keep this delicious torture up until each nipple is hard and aching. Beautiful, you whisper as you pluck and pinch at what you've done, making sure my nipples stay at attention. I feel the bite, the sting, the ache. As you attach a clamp to first one, and then the other. Drawing a gasp from me, which you quickly silence with a deep kiss. You stand up, and I feel you move away to pick up something from the bed before coming back to my side. You lean down. Your hand strokes along my head, and then you grab my hair close and pull my head back. You lean down, and I feel your lips against mine. "Are you ready, kitten?" you ask. "Are you ready to let go? To let me give you all you've been aching for? To make you mine?" "Oh, yes, sir," I breathe. "Yes, please." "Good girl," you tell me, as you kiss me deeply, marking me with your breath and your mouth. I feel you kneel between my legs, and then feel something cold, something metal, sliding along my thigh up through my slick cream. I feel a wet coldness against my ass, and then your finger pressing into that tight little hole. I know now what you are sliding along my leg. And when you remove your finger, I take a breath as you slowly start to push the jeweled metal plug into me. I am panting from the feeling of it as you take your time pushing and pulling on it, increasing the sensation. Once it is fully seated, you give it a couple of taps with your finger, which sends quivers and whimpers through me. You lean down, and I feel your tongue swipe across me before you latch onto my clit, nibbling and teasing at it as first one and then two fingers push into me. The plug makes me feel so full now that even one finger is deliciously tight, and two pushes me closer to the edge of my first orgasm. Just as you start to finger fuck me and suck at me more vigorously, we hear a knock and the call of room service. Hearing my gasp, you call out one moment. Do you A, turn my chair to face the window and then go retrieve the room service cart, or B, walk to the window and call for the waiter to come in? Let me know. I'm anxiously awaiting your decision.